Hey, it's Dina Blizzard, and you're watching One Funny Morning.
Welcome to One Funny Morning Show.
From Monday to Friday.
And sometimes on Saturday.
Why would you say that in front of all these people?
You never know what's going to happen.
Carmen.
Cortez.
Good morning, everybody.
What's outside your weather door?
Good morning.
Uppy, uppy.
Uppy, everybody.
Good morning, everyone. Beth Peel from Arcanum, Ohio, home of the Buckeyes. Go Ohio State. I'd like to wish everyone a happy day. I'm sitting here in my classroom waiting for a 7-hour professional development training. After working here for almost 20 years, you would think they'd realize by now that I can't be developed professionally and they'd give up and leave me alone. Yet, here I am. The Listen to Me sweatshirt seemed like a great choice for today because no one in this training will be listening to anything I have to say at all. So I need to find something to do that looks like I'm paying attention even though I'm not. So everyone else, have a great day. Here's our BIC, One Funny Mother, Dina Blizzard. Bye, everybody.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. I've been running around the house this morning because I thought I was ready, but I'm not. So hold on a second. Lou, come sit here and talk to everybody. Come to work. I need everybody to look at you because I just realized I left an envelope by the door. Lou, come to work. I'll be here. You coming? Come on. It's an in-service day. Come on. Come on up. I know, Beth, great intro. Thank you so much. We're having an in-service today as well for Lulu. It's called Show Up to Work on Time. I'm basically on time, Anne-Marie. Lulu, talk to the... Lulu? Not even 1 second of looking at the camera. All right, hold on. Chris dropped... Stay there. Chris dropped off some stuff. Hold up. Wait a minute. Oh, I found them. All right. Good morning. Good morning. It's a beautiful day. It's Thursday, March 7th. Let's go with that. It is. It's a beautiful day. Lou is on guard. Good morning, the TikToks. Sue Saint, good morning. Hair's doing it. Listen, my hair is trying to bounce back from yesterday's hair. I don't know about everybody else. It rained so much yesterday. I was like, what in the world is happening? I was about to start building an ark. It would not stop. Vito the Pitbull. Vito the Pitbull is here. Should I wait, what? What? Who trying to be more badass as I am? Don't let her know. Okay. I don't know that we need to put our feet on the table. Mm-hmm. Baby B is making her appearance. When? Oh, Al, today's the day? Okay. We're on baby watch. Okay, I'm going to need for you to not put your entire body weight on my crotch. Okay. Listen, I enjoy a lot of things. This is so... Okay. Okay. All right. Sure, this is how all morning shows start. If we could maybe just readjust, can we maybe put this down? No. Okay. Let's just embrace it. Let's just embrace it. Hey, Pam. I had to take off the pool cover. It took 12 hours. Well, the water off the pool cover. Oh, yeah. Yeah, we're doing a full body hug this morning. So, good morning, Charlotte. Good morning. All right, Barb. I know. Let's talk about Hank a lot, Cooley. A lot. She weighs a lot. I have the same problem on my live shows. Oh, Vito, I have to check it out. So yesterday, let's talk about yesterday's show. How much did we love Hank? If you missed yesterday's show, you need to go back. Okay, I can't do this. It is one shamrock. Go ahead, get down. Thank you, though. Thank you. That was very enjoyable. Thank you. Sometimes if you just keep saying thank you, she'll get the message. Thank you. Not all the time. Thank you. That was so nice. Let's go. Okay. All right. Okay. Bye-bye. Nope. I feel like she's just a giant camel. I don't know why a camel. That's what I'm feeling. That it just walked and then stopped right here. All right, let's go. Get down. Okay. All right. Right in the crotch. Okay, lost a leg. This is the most awkward morning show start. But maybe this is who we are today. Anyway, she literally is a showstopper. She was like, this is where I have to be. My 17-pound cat is sitting watching with me. You mean the bobcat you have in your house? Or the Simba? The giant cat? What? Who? What? Okay, yeah. So, this week, chatting with Diana, she mentions 16 Hanks that she goes to breakfast brunch with. Apparently, that she just keeps mentioning him. There's really only one Hank. And after we met him, I think I know why, because he's stellar. But it was his 97th birthday. And I thought, you know what? That feels like somebody we should have on the show. And, you know, we had lots of people. Can you maybe, let's just move it along. Come on, get down. I know, Missy. Okay. We have a lot of people on the show who are super funny, who have expertise in something. But I feel like at 97, you just have an expertise in life. And I just feel like if it's your 97th birthday, the Lord wanted you here and he wants to hear from you. And I'd like to hear what he has to say. It's a lot happening in my eyebrows. Did I blend? I don't know what's happening. Anyway, if you missed it, it was a fantastic show. Now here was my takeaway from the show with Hank. And I knew I would get it. And I said, who's your favorite president? If somebody said, who's your favorite president? I would say Lincoln, but we would all know I didn't know him personally. But he would be on my list. But I feel like when you've been around for 100 years, it's a good data sampling. Every 4 to 20 presidents. Yeah. So he had a lot to choose from. And he was like Roosevelt. And I think he had lunch with him. Like that's how old he was. And yeah, Truman. Truman was president in 22. I remember that because my grandma was born in 22 and we used to have this adoptive grandparent program. And we had to ask the grandparents, like, who was president when you were born? Most of them didn't know. So we had a little piece of paper that would tell them. But his stories, the chicken store. There's stores called chicken stores. And I was like, oh, you mean like a butcher? And he was like, no, this store just sold chickens. And I was like, what kind of store just sells chicken? He was like, chicken store? There's just, and then you snap their neck, you pick your chicken out like a lobster. Like, I think that for whatever reason, it's not archaic because we're still doing it with lobsters. I don't know who does it. I would never choose. I choose you to die. It's like the Colosseum. Yeah. But apparently we used to do this with a number of animals, including chickens. I don't want to meet my chicken. I don't want to have lunch with it, spend time with it, walk it home. I don't. Yeah. No, Mary. Either his memory was stellar or he made most of that up. I think his memory was stellar. Amazing. And then at the end of it, he was like, oh, you got to meet Paul. He remembers everything. I was like, have you listened to you? Somebody said, I can't remember what I had for lunch yesterday. He was like, I got red shoes on. I was doing the jitterbug. Her name was Diane. It was like the Golden Girls. I remember it like it was yesterday. Mm-hmm. She was like, I have no problem murdering a lobster. Oh, fair. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. No, nope, put in a bucket. Nope. Nope. No. No, no, no. Mm-hmm. About to hop on the road to Atlanta for a voiceover conference, but wanted to say hi. What's a voiceover conference? I would have gone, Chris. You should have told me. To come. Yeah. And then let me tell you a story. So listen, that is picture it. Sicily, 1947. Exactly. Mm-hmm. But that's the thing. Somebody wrote it yesterday. I think I must have said goodbye, but we gotta go. He's like, I got another story. I'm like, I'm not gonna argue with that. I'd love to hear another story. It's just Hank was on yesterday, Moon. You gotta go back and watch. Mm-hmm. My husband's cousins paint his chicken's toenails. See, now that is too far. I wasn't sure where the line was with your chicken, but that feels like a line. Mm-hmm. Do you have to take someone with you to talk for you at a voiceover conference? Yes, that's what I mean. How is Chris going to go to the voiceover conference? He should have me with him. I'll talk and he'll just move his lips. Let's see what we did there. Mm-hmm. I know, Suzanne. I told everybody. I was like, I really think... Thanks, Richard. I really think that we should do Wisdom Wednesdays and just have different old people on. That's my plan. So, good morning, Roy from Missouri City, Texas. Yeah. Athena sent us a little gift bag. Hold on, so I can start to do some decorating. Yeah. I know. You just wanted to cuddle with them. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I know. I'm so close with my grandparents. I was too. Yeah, finally that degree in gerontology was paying off. I was like, oh, maybe this is what God made me go to get my grad school stuff for. I don't know. Yeah, what is this? Athena came through. Got us some garlands. So it'll start to look like a tree. Oh, we got the thing and the thing and the thing. Somebody just wrote, you are not funny. I'm like, listen, I'm not even going to dispute that. I'm just, you know what? Sometimes I'm not, you're not wrong. Sometimes I am, just like anybody. Sometimes I'm funny. Sometimes I'm not. Sometimes I like to shove as much food into my face as possible. Sometimes I eat cake. I mean, it just really depends on my mood. Anyway, ooh, who watched Love is Blind? Are we allowed to talk about it? Is anybody on here going, don't do a spoiler? Because I'm about to spoil. Okay, Athena, do you think you can unwrap these before you send? I'm about to throw it. Okay. What? All right. Okay. All right. Okay. Let's try to open the other one. Watched it? All right, Kimberly, I won't say too much. I'm going to give you one more night. But it was surprising. Right? It's not a crown. Uh-huh. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm not going to spoil it. Yeah, I won't spoil it. It's too soon. It's too soon. It's just last night. You know what I will spoil? I was like, what? That doesn't sound good. Let me tell you. So we were live here the other day. And somebody said, oh my gosh, the program. Now, anytime somebody posts about a show and writes the name of the show and then writes, oh my gosh, you have my attention. So I found it on Netflix. There's a program. There's a show called The Program. All right, now I get it. No, I don't. Yeah, I do. I get the day off today. Good for you, Mindy. So, has anybody... Kathy just started watching the program. It's a 4-episode series. And, yeah, it's a lot. This feels not right. And do you guys remember a couple years ago? Yeah, Carrie. Do you remember a couple years ago Paris Hilton came out and basically said that she was sent to a facility, you know, not long after her whole thing with Richie and that whole thing. And she said how abusive it was and how there needs to be more regulations. Like, I don't know. She had this whole thing and it was crazy because you never really heard Paris Hilton say anything serious or any depth. I never watched her documentary, but I probably should now. But she talked about, okay, I'm going to be covered in Flopty. Yep. Okay. She basically talked about these camps, these reforming camps for kids and how harmful they were. And so that's kind of the basis of this documentary, is the survivors of some of these camps. And it's like straight crazy, the things that they did and they continue to do, and there's thousands of kids in these programs and it's completely unregulated. It's kind of crazy. But you know, I think you should watch it, but it's going to be a lot. You can't watch it all at the same time. I can tell you that. But the girl, so one of the girls that was like in the facility goes on to become a filmmaker. That's her job. She goes to school for it. So she does this documentary about her experiences. It's almost like, remember that book, Gone Girl? Remember that book? It's kind of based, well, that was a psychiatric facility, which this is not. They're just called behavioral facilities. It's a whole thing, guys. It's a whole thing. But it was a lot. But I do feel like we should all watch it. All right, how's that look?
All right, it's starting to look like something. It is the good luck tree. She said it was the worst thing that ever happened to her. Yeah, it's kind of what it sounded like from all the people. So, but it's heavy. Mm-hmm. Kat Van D went through to say her stories are horrible. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I know Paris Hilton has done a lot to speak out on it. But there's no regulations. They said, you know, having a troubled teen is not a diagnosis. So without a real diagnosis, there's no like state or federal agencies overlooking any of these programs. So they can do whatever they want. This beat the crap out of your kids. One kid just recently passed. I think a number of kids have passed from facilities, but they were just talking about a horrible situation in 2020. Athena, look what Athena did. Oh, she was busy. Look, she did too. Boom, boom. Mm-hmm. I know, Kim, it was too much. So here are all the trips. Look what she did. Oh, Athena. So this is Athena at all the trips that we've had so far. My name is not mom, Costa Mesa, Rock Your Peacock, birthday dinner. Oh, that was so fun, the birthday dinner. Let me see your ball drop. Athena. She said, lucky to have the opportunity to raise Adam and Nicole as my kids, having not been able to bear children of my own. Lucky to have a strong, resilient daughter, Nicole, who blessed us with an amazing granddaughter, Phoenix Rogue. Lucky to have Sergio as my life partner and an amazing life. Lucky to have Sadie as our fur baby. Her love and loyalty is truly unconditional. Lucky to have both my parents and both my in-laws still with us, all in their 80s. My pop will be 90 in May. Look how beautiful. It's not big enough, Joyce. It could have been bigger.
Athena was like, I'm going to be the first, and I'm going to be the biggest ones on this tree.
Look at it. Oh, it's starting to look like something. That's so nice. Yeah. Oh, Caitlin. Too much. Yeah. All right. Lucky to have my little family. Blessed to have a decent job. Lucky to be a part of the $5 community and blessed to heal, to be healthy enough to watch my kids grow up. So this is from Courtney Lemkel. Aww. I love how everybody sends ways to hang things. I know. There does look like a little red in there. Oh, that's a card. I think somebody. Yeah, Moon, I'm not sure why. Just a thing. Things are moving along with the loan. So I'm hoping that I can lock that in. Lucky for my Ohana and my health. Ohana means family. And this is from Cassie in California. Oh, look how pretty. I love it. Mm-hmm. Did you find it strange that Pedorsa wore the shirt with the school's name on it? No. I think she was doing as much as she could to completely out them all the time and get the name out there, let people know, like, this is not good. I'm so lucky to have the second chance of love with Bob. This is from Anna. For my daughter, Erin, son, Trevor, and my two adorable grandsons, Carly and, is it Harissa? And Harrison. Grateful for my BFFs, Kathy, Rachel, Ellie, and Christine, and of course my $5 OFM friends. Thanks for keeping us laughing. That's Anna Faglione. Did I miss that? Loan for a car. You find one? Yeah, I want to get this Lexus, but it's a ridiculous amount of money. And so I'm pulling all the money I've ever made in my entire, I think I have babysitting money I should probably pull out of the bank. I don't know. And I still need a loan. Mm-hmm. Crystal, my wreath has been hanging up. It's over there. I don't have anywhere to hang it in this shot, but it's already up. It's been up. It's been up since Valentine's, since you sent it to me. I put it right next to Valentine's because it was so pretty. Mm-hmm. Oh, this is called an Irish toast. So this is cheers from Brenda Mapes. Here we go. It's called Irish toast. Top of the morning to my $5 friends who always have a bourbon in hand. There to listen to what you say, which always makes for a better day. So here's my Irish toast to you, and thank you for all that you do. Aww. I did go to a credit union. So when I went to the car dealership, they were like, the best we could do is 7.5% and 8.5%. And I was like, yeah, I'm not going to do that. I said, I just talked to a credit union. It was like five. They were like, well, they're a credit union. And I was like, I don't know what that means. He was like, they can get better rates than we can. So I went back to the credit union, started all over again. It was a lot. Of course they do. Nick's heart's right there. I'm going to put it on the tree. It'll be the one heart in all the lucky, all the four leaf clovers. Yeah, no, I can't. We just paid off my truck and I give it to my 17-year-old son. I'm searching for a new one now and I dread it. You should. It's awful. It got to the point, like, I don't like talking to car dealers at all. But then trying to talk to banks, loan officers, and getting loans made me more pissed that I was actually like, let me go hang out with some car dealers. I don't know who I dislike more. I work for credit union. The credit union, well, the first one I went to was just straight dumb. The second one wouldn't give me any information because they were like, well, what? I don't even want to. It just makes my brain hurt. And so, yeah. All our cars are through credit unions. Yeah, I like the one that I'm talking to. They seem very efficient and good to go. So, yeah. So we'll see how that goes. But it was just so crazy. So the car that I found that I like is in Maryland, which isn't that far. It's not that close, but it's not that far. And so the guy was like, well, why don't you do this? Let's schedule a day. You can come down and see the car. I go, well, you don't have it yet. I'm pretty sure it's on its way to you. So you don't have it. I'm not coming down for that. He goes, well, really, to finish up the transaction, we would need you to come down, sit down with us. We can look at. I was like, I'm not coming there. I'm not coming. So you either take my information and you write up the buyer's order and da 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 da, da or that's it. That's what I'm doing. And that's, he's like, but how we normally do it. I go, I'm not going to do it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, no, I have to be a member for sure. So, yeah, no. Essentially, if you own your own business, no one will give you a loan. And I said to Dean yesterday, I was like, it boggles my mind that I can have companies. I run companies that are fiscally sound for the most part. I have a mortgage. That's it. I don't have a car payment. I have good credit. My number's good. I don't understand why I can't. They were like, well, you're self-employed. I'm like, okay, but I pay my bill. Like, it's very infuriating to me. I know I had this whole conversation about credit and women the other day, but it's really important. So if anybody is out there and you don't have credit cards in your name, you need to go and get credit cards in your name and you need to do that. And you have to get good credit. And God forbid, if you work for yourself, good luck. I can't help you. Can't help myself. But, walked out. Yeah. See, Lacey, that's what I want to do. And Robin, I own my own business. I have to jump through hoops to get a loan. I was like, I don't understand. You look at, I borrow money, I pay it back. That's what they're for. I remember, I was so mad. Years and years ago, I was with American Express. And I never carried a big balance. You know, and with American Express, you normally would have to pay it off. That's kind of their thing. But I had been with them for a long time. So I had started, I think I probably had 15,000 of credit, revolving credit, but I never had more than like 3,000 on it. And then I'd pay it off, right? Like, everybody's like, this is a good way to get into the system of paying off your debt. Don't, whatever, fine. And I remember they called one day. I was still in Runnymede. And they said, we just want you to know, we've loved doing work, you know, business with you for the last 20 years. I was like, okay. But we had extended the ability to you to pay over time for your American Express. I was like, yeah, you know, like when you start, you have to pay it off at the end of the month, but then you can get this kind of revolving credit. She said, we just want you to know that we're going to be reverting back to, you're going to have to pay it off every month. Now you do have a $3,000 balance, so you can pay that over time, but anything else above that is going to have to be paid at the end of the month. And I go, what? What are you talking about? I've been paying. What? Why would you do that? She's like, well, we have noticed that you've been carrying this big bill, this $3,000. So I go, well, that's because you said I could. That's what you offered. You called and you said I could float it. And she was like, yeah, but now it's too much. So we're taking it back. I go, what? She's like, we're taking it back. Because, you know, you have, I said, so let me get this straight. You said we're converting the card to a traditional credit card that you can hold balances on. And I did that. And now that I did it, you're like, we didn't think you were really going to do it. So we're going to take it back and pay it off by the end of the month. I was like, what are you talking about? I was so mad. Yeah. And I was like, don't worry. I said, don't worry about it. I'll never use your credit card again. Shim sham. Shim sham. It was too much. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Moon, I didn't use them for 20 years. I was like, I'm done. How old am I? My math didn't add up, but it was a long time. Long time. Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah. I was a man, a better credit score than my husband. Yeah. Yeah, no. It is crazy. It is crazy. Amex did that to my brother. I'm telling you, Margarita, it makes no sense. I said, you told me I could carry a balance. My aunt told me when I got married in 80, keep my maiden name in the credit cards I already had in my name, just in case we divorced. 20 when we split, all I had to do was drop his name. Yeah. And this is what else I found out. If you have a card with both your names on it, which we did, right, for 20 some years, I remember I had gotten a report, you know, during the process of like trying to get my life back together and just like, what debt do I have? You know, just putting a lot of stuff on auto pay, like just trying to get a system for myself, whatever. And I remember one day coming across this thing and it was something to do with my credit. And he was like, well, you have this many credit cards, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, no, I don't. I don't have a credit card. I think it was with Amex. I go, I don't have a credit card with them. Yeah, you do. No, I don't. He's like, no, you've been with them for like 21 years. I said, well, cancel it. He's like, well, you'd have to get the other party. I go, what other party? I said, it's you. He was like, it's you and James Blizzard. I go, well, take me off of it. There's zero balance. Take me off of it. He's like, sorry, I can't do that. I said, what? He would have to let us know that it's okay to take you off. Yeah, no, I knew we had the card, but we'd stopped using it like a long time ago when I got my own credit card and he got his own credit card. We just didn't use that card. But they wouldn't let me cancel it until I said, but there's a zero balance on it. Just take me off of it. I don't want that. And they were like, we would need to be notified from the other party that it's okay to. I go, but if there's no balance, then nobody's responsible for it. They were like, you could have an auto pay set up for this and we wouldn't know. And I was just like, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's no joke. Like the whole separating your life. Yeah, Susie said I had the same problem. I had to have my ex-husband's permission to take me off of a card. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I had to show my divorce decree to get my ex off my bank accounts. Yeah. Yeah. No, it's a lot. And it's funny because I feel like the day of the divorce feels like real, like, this is it. This is the day that will live in infamy in the back over here, right? But it's, I don't know, a year and a half. And there's still things that come up and you're like, my husband's ex-wife, we couldn't get her off without the big deal letter. She didn't use the car, but was benefiting from our good credit. Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I had to do the same thing and refinance my house so he could get a new house with his new wife. Yeah. I had conversations with the covered cars that I put Nick on the phone. I can laugh with him after a few minutes and then not understanding they do what I ask. Well, they're like, can we please talk to Nick? He is over 18. I'm like, yeah, sure. I can put Nick on the phone. Yeah. Let me know how that goes. Yeah. Okay. Let me know when you want me back. Okay. Just so dumb. I just think it's so funny because like Chris does like finance for the companies. And so she'll be sitting here. Well, here's the funny thing. I don't know if you guys know this. I only know this because I worked in like tech and like hosting conferences. But you know how, you know, when you verify your credit cards, you know, they'll ask you questions. What's your mom's maiden name? The questions, right? Well, technology is now becoming so much more advanced in the way that they verify people. And I remember at one conference, they were saying they were using your voice, right? Your voice, the timbre. I don't know. There's something about your voice that they're like, yes, this is the person. And you have to opt into it. You'll see it like on the phone, like at maybe your bank. And they'll be like, would you like to opt into voice verification so they don't have to ask you all the questions? But I don't know if some of them automatically do it. Either way. Mm-hmm. My voice is my password. Well, either way, a lot of times Chris has to do stuff. So she would just use to pretend to be me. Well, yeah, voice print is what it's called. Well, she kept telling people it was me. I was like, you have to stop doing this because your voice is going to be the one. Yeah, yeah. I had to set it up. Voice very good. I said, you got to stop doing this because they're going to start thinking it's your voice. It's not your voice. You got to just. So she got to sit right next to me. And she got to be like, yes, this is Dina sitting right next to me. Da, 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 da. And I go, hello. It's so funny. There was another one I went to. And it said it was using the sound. The sounds of your area. Hold on. I'm not going to say it right. Like. If you lived in a city and there's some kind of ambient sound, like around like a certain neighborhood, they were using the ambient sound in the background to verify that not only are you, but the ambient sound from your area sounds like this. Yeah. Yeah. It was crazy. Yeah. Mine would be screaming dogs and barking. Yeah. Screaming kids and barking dogs. Yeah. It was crazy. My daughter divorced 12 years ago, self-employed, high income, but when bought a house in San Francisco, we had to hold the mortgage and she pays us rent. Still no credit. We put her on our credit, but she doesn't use it to say she's remarried. Yeah. I'm telling you, Nancy, it's crazy to me. It looks like Facebook Live ended. No. Facebook Live is still here, I think. Yeah. Oh, well, yeah. I don't know, Kim. It was just, I don't know. It was like, oh, there's, you can hear the L in the background or I don't know. It's real crazy. Yeah. All right. So I have two more of these. This, I forget who this is from. Oh, Janine Schott of Irwin. I'm lucky to have my husband, Paul, my kids, Jason and Jessica, my mom and my dog, Maverick. For her. I'm lucky to have found my often friends. I enjoy the fun and laughter and keeping everything real. I look forward to watching Uppy 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 in the AM and Tipsy Tuesday. It helps me get through the week. And this is from Janine. Thanks, Janine. Yeah, yeah, yeah. asked me to speak to Alexander, my husband. I said, this is Alexander. They said, no, we need to speak. I said, it is me. How can I help you? They were so confused. They just helped and finished the call. That would be nice if they would just help and finish the call. Yeah. I feel like there's been so many scams going on. I mean, I don't know. Did they ever say what happened with Facebook the other day? Like, just disappeared. I thought it was hilarious because if you notice, whoever hacked into Facebook or whatever that was, it was right after the morning show was over. They were like, let's just let the morning show happen. And then we're going to go down. Did anybody else notice that? I know Alexis was saying there was something wrong with how the feed, like, it was something weird that day. Yeah, it was funny. I still can't get into my regular account. Yeah, everybody thought that they were hacked. Kathy called me and she was like, I'm done. Somebody hacked my account. I'm done. And I was like, calm down. Don't touch anything. Yeah, yeah. No, Steph called. She was like, I'm changing the password. I go, don't change anything. Just let it sit. Let it sit. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I know. That went into effect. I think it's all the tech company. Yeah. Yep. Now I'll never remember it. Sunny, you're out. You'll be locked out. Maybe that's why I can no longer respond. I don't know, Jen. I know it is. It's funny. You start to realize you're like, who do I talk to now? What will I do? Yeah. It was about 10:30 a.m. for like an hour. Yeah. Yeah, no, there was a lot. There was a lot happening. What else did I do yesterday? I was bebopping yesterday. Maybe realized how dependent I am on them. I know, Judy, it's weird. You're like, who am I going to talk to? Hey, by the way, Judy, you didn't say how you slept the other night on Tuesday. I was telling Dean, I said, yeah. And then Judy on Tipsy Tuesday, when I was already drunk, said she's going to turn the lights out and just listen. And then I started making ghost sounds. And he was like, here's Dean driving. He was like, just shake his head. I said, Dean. And then I said, wouldn't it be great if I could turn everybody's audio on at the same time and there would just be thousands of people. Ooh. I mean, I don't know if were you laughing in bed? Could you hear us? I didn't get a chance. She said she slept like a baby. I don't know what it must be like to be laying in a random bed in Saskatoon, Canada. And just knowing while you lay in the dark, cuddled up with your dog. Going, I can't believe that there are thousands of people making ghost sounds at their houses around the country. I did hear it all. That was so funny. Oh, it was so funny. I feel like the last 5 minutes of Tipsy Tuesday, it's going to be like, all right, everybody, Judy's turned the lights out. Everybody get in bed. It's time for story time. And it'll just slowly lull you to sleep the last 5 minutes. Oh, it's so funny. So funny. Every Tuesday, it's bedtime. It's bedtime in Canada. But aren't you like 3 hours behind me? It was 10. Was it 7? What time did you go to bed? It just dawned on me. Hold on a second. What time did you go to bed? It is. Maybe I'll make up a story every Tuesday. Judy, what time was it? What's the time difference? Indeed. Oh, it's only a 1 hour difference? Why did I think, why does it feel like so much farther away? Uh-huh. Which bedtime? There it is, Steak Diane. We can talk about Hank Mimi. You missed it earlier. He's amazing. He was so excited. We hung up with all of you and kind of sat for a few more minutes. And he was just like, you have made my day, my week, my week. And he kept saying, he's like, I got to tell you, we didn't talk about politics. We didn't talk about anything negative. We were just having a good time. That's kind of what we do every day. That's our thing. Oh, there's D. Michael. Hey. Hey. How you feeling?
Good.
Okay. Any update on your thing?
What?
On the application?
Oh.
Did it move at all?
Was
it? Oh, no. So Dean applied for something. I'm not going to say what it is. And so we're just waiting. So say prayers. Everybody say prayers today. Da, 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 da. I don't know why I made that sound. Then we're crossing fingers. Dean's trying to move forward. The young man trying to move forward. Putting himself out there.
Leave the nest.
Well, let's not leave the nest. It's just a job. It's just, okay. You could still live with your mom. Or we could move together.
Oh, God.
Dean, that would be so fun. Everybody say an extra prayer that we get to go together.
No, don't pray for that. Don't pray.
Extra prayer.
One prayer per person.
Just narrow the prayer a little bit to include his prayer. Mom. What if it comes through? It says, Dean, we are so excited to welcome you to blah, 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 as well as your mom. I could reach out to them.
No.
And I could be like, listen.
I would be like, listen, I have to humbly decline from this offer. My mom, she's unavailable. She's sick for the next year.
Yeah. I'd be like, I and my mom would like to accept this fabulous position. When do we start?
Nails.
Okay. It's a twofer. It's a twofer. Mm-hmm. Wherever you go, I shall go. Mm-hmm. Dean, do you remember that Shirley Temple song? I go where you go. Any place will do. And I go where you go on account of I love you. I'll stay where you stay, and the place will do, and I can't be done. I love you. Remember that? We used to play it all the time.
I thought you were singing Frosty the Snowman.
Okay, no. Shirley Temple. It's not Frosty the Snowman. Yeah, he's going to put you in a behavioral facility. You're not wrong. Mm-hmm. He is trying to debasement himself, which is unacceptable. Mm-hmm.
Trying to unmedical
no, it's basement. I wonder if you remember all the songs we used to sing.
All right, see ya.
You never heard that song?
Huh?
I'll go where you go.
See you later.
Any place will do.
Bye, bud. Are you're back tonight? Oh, because you don't have your class, right? All right, how are we going to get Jacqueline her car back?
Yeah, I don't know. We'll figure it out.
Okay.
Hi, ladies.
I know. I was trying to do... And then, I used to play Shirley Temple all the time for the kids. And so there were a couple different ones that we had watched together, like full movies. Like The Little Princess... but there was one that was a compilation and, of songs that she sang. My mom kept us down in the basement for years. Heidi. Oh, Heidi was a good one. But yeah, it was on this compilation video. I have the whole collection on DVD. Yeah, she was great. She was amazing. I mean, as a child, to do what she did, extraordinary. And then how they ruined her after she grew up. It's just crazy when you think about all of those young kids who were so extraordinarily talented and had, they would just give them to the studios and just be like, yeah, she would love to work 24/7. Yeah, she is the girl with the curly hair. Really? I thought everybody knew who Shirley Temple was. And I guess if you didn't grow up with it, I guess it would be, yeah. I know, Bob. Yeah. I loved watching Shirley Temple with my girl. So good. Such good shows. Yeah. She went on to be a U.S. ambassador. Well, I'm glad. Anyway, so the kids from The Little Rascals. Yeah. I love me a Shirley Temple. It's my favorite drink. Yeah, she even has a drink named after her. She did go into politics. I've never heard her sing that particular song. Yeah, it was part of this kind of group of like clips of her singing and dancing from different movies. Yeah, Good Ship Lollipop. Yeah. Yeah. So, all right. So tomorrow, prepare yourselves mentally because we will be discussing Love is Blind. I'm going to give you 24 hours to get your lives together and really focus on what's important so we can unpack it. Mm-hmm. Dina, where can I send you an email? You can send it to customer service. Wendy, I'll push you to forward it to me. My mom used to curl my hair in those tight curls like Shirley Temple. I know. Mom, Dina, I have family in PA. My aunt calls her grandsons Bub. Is that a PA thing? Did I call Dean Bub? I do a lot. Hey, Bub. Yeah, I don't know. Now it's funny you say it because I do. I don't know. The Little Rebel, is that her dancing up the steps? That's not, that was in the compilation too. Yeah, I think, is it Italian? I don't know. Maybe it is. I called my oldest Bub. It just comes out. My daughter has called her brother Bub or Bubby since they were 2 years old. We all call the oldest son Bub. Isn't that funny? When he was little. Yeah. It is kind of, and you know, Italians call their kids mommy and daddy. Come here, mommy. And I, you know, that's just what we did. Like, come here, daddy. Let me help you with your coat. Come here, daddy. And I don't know. It's just what we say. And then somebody was like, are you calling your kid mommy? I'm like, that's her name. Like, you named your kid mommy? I'm like, no, that's what you call the baby. I'm like, come here, mommy. You don't do that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. My brother-in-law's always called me Bubba. I guess they couldn't pronounce Bob. Call my sons Bubs and his friend laughed. Mm-hmm. Call their little girl Sis. My daughter called my grandson Bub until my girl thought that was his name. Mm-hmm. Spanish have similar, yes. And yeah, mommy and poppy, yep. I remember being somewhere, Alejandra, and there's just certain words Italians use, and one of them is coolie. That's your butt. And your vagina is your pishy. and but Butt is Cooley. And then he, I don't know why. And so I was out somewhere. And there was a Spanish family there. She's like, honey, you gonna fall on your coolie? I was like, and I ran over. I was like, you call it coolie too? I'm so creepy. I had never heard anybody else call it coolie. So I was like, that's what we call it. But I had like barbecue chicken in my hand. I was like, that's what we call it. I have three coolies over there. Okay. I realized this is uncomfortable. And then I walked away. Mm-hmm. My boyfriend would call me mommy and I get freaked out. Yeah, that's weird. I don't think that's, mm-mm. Yeah. Hi, Poppy. Very different. Very different. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. My mother called our boobies cookies. What? What were the nicknames for your boobies or your butt that your parents taught you? We heard Diana says bubbies. Coolie. Bishy. Mm-hmm. But I think that's different. It is different, Chris. That's private. What are you talking about? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Hi, mommy. Very different. Mm-hmm. Bubbies. Mm-hmm. My grandma called your butt your dupa. Jugs, badunkadunk, hiney, dupa. Vaselina, is your vagina? Sissy is common for little girls. Never heard sissy. Poopa duples and peepa deeples. That is not what you should call it at all. Make sure to wash your nose and toes, knees and toes, and armpits and lady bits. Oh, tuna for butt. That doesn't feel right. Rump. Dupa is Polish. Cooley, honey, butt, dupa. Butt was ghouly. My mom gave us words of the day and we had to look them up in the dictionary. Bubbies was a word of the day. What does it mean? Bubbies? My grandmom called our butt our popo. Uh-huh. Okay. Said what God has forgotten, I could stuff with cotton. What does that mean? What? Oh. Booty tushy. That's so funny. I'm pretty sure we're going to get shut down just for these comments. Uh-huh. I know where my children are. Mm-hmm. Fanny for butt, goober for penis, privates for vaginas. I cannot eat goober candies. Yeah, Kimberly, pits, tits, and... Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, nalgitas for butt. What's that from? What's the derivative? Your popo is the police. Your tatas? Yeah. No idea what it's in the books where I had the best friend who explained it all. Yeah. Mr. Moody for a man's privates. Where's Mr. Moody? It's right here. Okay. Keep Mr. Moody at home. That's weird. Nalga. Nalgus. Popo is German. Your biscuit. Cousin is Portuguese. His no-no spot. Okay. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Their flitter. Your flitter is your vagina? Yeah. It offers waxing for men's. Oh, back, crack, and okay. I can't read all the comments all the time. Mm-hmm. There's a lot you guys are writing. Says, it's my no-no square. My grandma was from Germany. It was Popo. Mm-hmm. Hoo-ha. Bobo. It's very interesting. All right. And on that note, I don't know how to shift out of this conversation. I'm just like, okay. Like that. And be like, well, listen, thanks for joining us. And you guys are, listen, we could leave and people will still be writing comment. And people would be like, these are weird comments. So there's that. The school taught us the no-no square. I know. Off topic, the rain stopped here and I'm about to build an ark. Yeah, let's try to talk about the rain. You did ask. I did, and that was wrong, Kim. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's your front uterus and then your back uterus. I don't even know where that came from. Anyway, what's for dinner tonight? Okay. When did it become a square? Okay, you guys aren't helping. That's my no-no square. When does it become a yes-yes circle? Okay, listen. We should go. Because nothing good will happen from here on out. Okay? Yes. Yeah. We did learn a lot here. So, there's that. Yes, circle. I just took my dog for a walk. I'm sure the neighbors think I'm crazy. I'm just laughing to myself. Yep. Today, tell someone you love them. Life is short and you never know what tomorrow will bring. That's from Judy in Saskatoon. So keep that in mind today, everybody. We will be back here tomorrow for our Friday edition of the show. And that's it. That's all I got. We're heading to Colorado. I think it's almost sold out. There's 1,100 seats. And last I checked, like 1,000 of them, I think, were purchased. It's crazy to me. I don't know who these people are, but a lot of people are coming. So if you'd like to join us, we'll be there. I think I leave tomorrow. Now that I say it, I'm like, wait a minute. I think I leave tomorrow. So there's that. So that's it, everybody. Have a great day and a blessed day. And I look forward to catching up with you tomorrow. But thanks for watching as always, and I'll see you then. All right. Bye.
Hey guys, if you enjoyed today's morning show, make sure to follow us for more One Funny Mother content.
Okay, all right. Morse code is tapping.
And check out onefunnymotherstore.com for great new inappropriate swag. And for more exclusive content, consider becoming a supporter.
She got a bad leg.
Thanks again, and we'll see you tomorrow on One Funny Morning.